One, two, three. Welcome to Security Guy Radio, SecurityGuyTV.com at Black Hat 2017. What's your name, sir?
Srinivas Mukamala.
And what's the name of your company?
RiskSense.
RiskSense is a good company. I interviewed you guys last year. Yep. We love your product. Tell us what you guys do.
So today, what RiskSense is doing is trying to help understand the attack surface by providing clear visibility. And once we do that, we're trying to validate what that risk really means.
Okay, my brain just flashed with this kind of like I went to Tron. Remember the movie Tron?
Yes.
And all the surface where the tanks were going and the motorcycles, and I saw this clear surface, and I could clearly see what you're saying. That makes so much sense. That's a brilliant way to describe it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because there's too much clutter out there. There's junk everywhere, and you can't... What is that a risk? Is it not a risk? How do you guys accomplish it? That's a great way to say it.
So it's an interesting thing, Chuck, what you observed is, right? So, I mean, it's like a battlefield.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, so that's a place where RiskSense evolved from, helping the battlefield truly understand insurgents and how are they getting in and understanding what assets do we use.
Right.
All the way from your armor, the soldiers are wearing to the tanks and so forth, so they can plant IEDs and so forth. That's the evolution where RiskSense actually came from. Today, what we do is we do the exact same thing. When we walk into an enterprise, we try to understand the ecosystem. Okay, if you're using an IoT, if you're using a computer, if you're using a cloud asset, it has really three layers: your application layer, your database layer, and your communication / operating system layer. So when you look for an attack surface, we're looking at how would an attacker try to get in. He wouldn't say, I'm only going to focus on the network or the perimeter. He's going to find whatever way he can.
Whatever way, that's correct, yeah.
So whatever way he can. So the key is, what's missing in the industry today is, how do I put all three of them together as an ecosystem so I can understand, how, one, an attacker's view, two, an attacker is going to try every single possible way to come in. So what RiskSense today does is, first, let's understand and clearly see what an attacker is seeing or an adversary from his lens. Then the key is, what can he do if he wants to, if he's determined and really wants to come in? Also, think about this in a different way. It's no more an attacker. They're using AI as well. They're using automated methods. So they want to go find as many assets as they can across the globe. So you have to be prepared to do it with razor focus and also with that speed as well. That's really what RiskSense does. Trying to take that entire iterative and AI base to really understand your attack surface and then truly validate it. Rather than saying, this is all your problems, is that a real problem? And should I really pay attention to it?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. And this is not a knock about anybody we've talked to because everybody's brilliant. But they are saying, here's all your problems. My job is done.
Yeah.
Now you guys go figure what all that stuff means. So this clear battlefield, you can kind of see the enemy clearly, you know, makes a lot of sense to me. Do you feel that we are too much on the defensive, and does RiskSense help tip that towards the offensive?
Very good question, right? So that's where the industry is evolving today. We spend a lot of time on the endpoint. We spend a lot of time on the perimeter. However, we're kind of ignoring, if you would say. I don't want to make such a bold statement, but definitely we're not spending enough resources on what we call the application layer. We're trying to protect the data, but we're not spending enough resources on the database to see, can that be a conduit?
Yeah, that's the feeling I get, and I don't know anything about it, but that's just my sense.
And also think about this, right? You bring up a very good point, and everybody is talking about containers, everybody is talking about microservices, right? The cloud. And the most important thing there is, you have to understand your orchestration layers, right? Application and database becomes more a customer responsibility than the cloud provider. As an attacker, they're going to focus quite a bit on that. You have seen a few interesting leaks in the last few days on cloud-related leaks as well, right? So to answer your question, from an offensive standpoint, yes, the attackers have offensive capabilities, and you as playing defense need to understand what offense is, and RiskSense provide you this continuous attack validation.
So how does the technology work? Is it a platform? Is it an agent-based? It talks back to the platform. How does the technology work? Because you talk a lot about the application layer. And being in industry, a lot of administrators, developers are very sensitive to putting or installing any kind of agent, if you will, that could protect the application layer, could protect the database as well.
Very good question. This is software as a service. We work off existing agents. The good part is, whatever security tools do you have today, I mean the diagnostic tools, the way it works is we pull in the diagnostic information from what you have today. It's software as a service. And then we crawl the web and the dark web to really understand the exploits and the malware that's targeting the known weaknesses.
Excellent.
So can we look at RiskSense as a, how to describe this? It's a hard concept for me to get a hold of. As a separate tool that's like the tool for all the other tools? Is that, am I saying that correctly? So, in other words, there's so many. Let's say Security Guard Radio has 10,000 employees. Let's say that's true one day, and I got all these servers and I got all these streaming things, and I got to put 10 different products on my server to make it safe. And I just want one product that I can say, just tell me what I need to do with one guy, because I'm an executive and I need one source of information to make a decision on. Right? Can I look at RiskSense as something that overlays those applications and clears the field and makes it all look like something that makes sense to me?
Absolutely. So RiskSense, you can think about it from a proactive perspective. That's exactly what RiskSense does. Through the smart connector framework, it actually integrates and connects with your existing security tools. Instead of looking point solutions at a database layer, at an endpoint layer, at your cloud and so forth, it actually builds in that ecosystem for you. So you clearly understand and have the visibility of your attack surface. That's exactly what RiskSense does. The beauty of what it does differently than others is it actually validates that risk. That's extremely important.
Okay.
And how does it do that? By comparing the external information that's pulled on the dark web to the configuration sets that are found and disclosed internally?
Very well asked. So that's susceptibility. It looks at what's out there, comes in, tells you this is what you have. Let's correlate that. That's susceptibility. It goes beyond that. Rather than simulate, it actually tries a real attack. It's a simple biology example, right? When you go for an X-ray, MRI, CTI, it'll tell you have a problem. Biopsy will tell you exactly the stage of the problem. So RiskSense goes all the way to diagnosing the stage and tell you how exploitable it is.
Interesting. What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about the most?
The interesting aspect is it's an arms race, right? So there are so many new exploits coming up, and not every exploit has a good efficacy. So at RiskSense, we want to make sure, one, we understand the efficacy from an exploit written by an adversary. At the same time, when we write exploits, we want to make sure they're as good as adversaries. The question you asked about offensive. We want to make sure we have the right capabilities to understand the enemy strong enough. So it's an arms race. I mean, they're continuously writing stuff, and then we want to continuously stay ahead of that.
I like the way this guy thinks.
I do. Me too.
It's take it to him.
Yeah. A lot of conviction.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you. Doctor, thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio with Black Hat 2017. I appreciate it. Excellent product.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And risksense.com is where we find you.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.